Hi, everyone, and welcome to the HR Happy Hour Network. This is the Play by Play podcast hosted by myself, Jack McFarland, and Nick Schlimmer.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Well, guys, we have officially made it to the last episode of 2023. So, you know what that means. It's time to do our annual year in review. Fun fact, when we did it last year, it was our fourth episode, and now it is our 19th episode. So we have come a long way in just 1 year, and we are very excited to recap it with you guys.
Yep, and me and Jack just want to give a big thank you for making this year such a fantastic year for us. We hit so many milestones. We came a long way, and thanks to you guys made that all happen. So we really thank you for that. And with that being said, let's jump into a year in review. Alrighty guys, we are back, and like I said, we are jumping into our year in review for 2023. We're going to be talking about major events, a little bit of sports, a little bit of music, a little bit of movies. I can't wait to get into it, but let's start us off with just major events, right? And I think we have to start it off with the one and only Taylor Swift. Jack, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So we've talked Taylor Swift a couple times in the previous episodes, and I'm sure everyone listening has heard numerous news stories. I know, like, just yesterday she won Time Person of the Year or whatever, so she was like the staple of 2023, I'd say. She had her big tour, and we've got some of the numbers here for you guys. So just for Taylor's salary, so her take home pay each show of her tour was roughly 10 to 13 million. Just let that sink in. Show just... 10 million dollars.
Just for her. Yeah. And that's with over, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's like 2 billion in ticket sales. Is that right?
Yeah. They estimated it was like 2.2 billion in North American ticket sales.
Wow.
Alone. That's crazy. I've never heard of I was not alive when the Beatles were very popular, but I have to guess that's like Beatles numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who else would reach those type of numbers in just one single tour, like just one year of a tour, per se.
Yeah, it's crazy how famous her tour was, and the fact that it like completely overshadowed another, you know, super mega pop stars tour in Beyonce.
Yep.
Like, I didn't hear anything about a Beyonce tour this year, because all you heard was Taylor Swift. But if you combine the two tours, it brought in roughly $5.5 billion into the spending economy just between those two tours.
Yeah. So that obviously has to mean that her tour was obviously,
it was big,
not as big as Taylor's, right? But it was still very
very successful.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, I didn't really hear about it. It was all Taylor Swift, like every day. Yeah, just today I was on the ESPN app that's where I go to get away from Taylor Swift, right? There's no escaping it, because I'm scrolling through the articles and there's one where it was like, Taylor Swift describes romantic timeline with Travis Kelce. And I'm like, why is this on the ESPN app? Someone please explain this to me.
Somebody on the inside of ESPN loves Taylor Swift.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she brings in millions of dollars for him for the NFL now, so I get it, but man, there's no escaping Taylor Swift.
That's right. But what do you say? Another huge contract, right? Why don't you tell us a little bit about Messi's contract in MLS?
Yeah, so another huge event that happened this year was, you know, one of the greatest soccer players to ever play, Messi, came over to play in America, in Miami, part of the MLS. It's the biggest deal in their league's history. For two reasons. So one, his actual contract from the team is the biggest salary of an MLS player. It's $20 million for 2 years, guaranteed $20 million. And you got to think, that doesn't sound like a lot for a sports contract, but the MLS is a smaller league. It's not getting the revenue that the big ones are. So that is a huge deal for them. But where the deal goes from, you know, good money to berserk money is he got like a partnership with Apple TV to get a percentage of the revenue made on all MLS games that were streamed on Apple TV over like 2 years. Wow. So it's estimated to be like 125 to 150 million over 2 years, plus his 20.4 million guaranteed.
Wow. I mean, I don't think I ever realized how much money is involved with like these partnerships or even in college, like with NIL. I never realized like how much these people are actually making just partnering with somebody else.
Yeah, especially NIL, like you said, there is so much money just in the past year for like especially college football. I see it a ton. Like Utah, every player got a truck, that a brand new truck, not like some used 2018 truck, a brand new truck. Yeah. That is some serious money. And then you see people like Caleb Williams, who is threatening to not declare for the draft. He's like, he'll be the first or second overall pick, but he's like, if you draft me, I want to own a percentage of the team. Which is that him talking or his agent talking? You know, that's up for debate. But still, the fact that the deals are getting this lucrative and it's for people that are not even professionals, it is crazy. Like Messi, you can understand. I mean, he's one of the greatest to ever do it. Just won the World Cup, right? But I think that's something we're going to see in 2024. A lot more NIL, a lot more massive contracts.
Yeah, I think it only gets bigger, right? Like, I don't think it's ever going to shrink as far as like the size of the deals, the amounts of deals. Like, maybe at some point there'll be like a gap to how much each school can like allow their student athletes to make, maybe. But at the moment in time, that's not happening. Yeah. Like,
Well, and, you know, I'm almost glad for it though, because colleges forever made billions of dollars off athletes' names.
Yeah,
didn't give them a penny, unless you count the scholarship, right? That actually is that's a good deal. But I am glad to see that the athletes and not just the athletes, anyone can now make money off their name, image, likeness. So I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. And keeping on that sports topic, what do you say we talk about some of the big things that happened in sports this year, winners of championships and whatnot? What do you say we hop into that?
Yeah, that's a great idea. We'll start it off with kind of the big four, you know, MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL. It was a pretty crazy year for sports, I'd say, especially like MLB-wise. There were so many different teams in first place, so many teams that were in contention. But in the end, the Rangers beat the Diamondbacks in five games, right? It was five games that you predicted. Five games. The day
I
of,
did. I,
the day of, we recorded
game
a podcast.
Four. I was like, this is the game.
And Nick said it here first. So the news broke here first. Keep that in mind, everyone. But then moving over to the NFL, it was, I believe, a Nick prediction from last year. So two for two, Nick, on your predictions. A Kansas City Chiefs victory. What a Super Bowl, honestly. 38-34, high scoring. Controversial ending, but man, it was a blast. I had a good time watching it.
that was a great game to watch. So many emotions throughout the people that I was with. There was highs, there was lows,
and for both sides too. There was all kinds. I mean, of it was back and forth, like
for both teams. Yeah,
it was so much better. I always try to compare it to like when the Rams played the Patriots in 2018, maybe it was, where it was like 13-3, like. No one wants to see the defensive game. I mean, I like defense, right? I'm a pretty hardcore football fan, but even I'm like, in the Super Bowl, you want to see a close, you know, back and forth game. But it gave us everything we could have wanted.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us about
for sure what we like to see?
Oh yeah, offense all the way. But why don't you jump over and tell us about some NBA action? I know you're a huge basketball guy.
Yeah. So NBA, the last year, the Denver Nuggets took home the finals, and they have arguably one of the best players in the world, right? With Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, I mean he won back to back MVPs. He is dominating again this year. He's like the Terminator. Like he's like a robot. He shows no emotion. He does not talk. He does not celebrate. He does not gloat. He just goes out there, destroys everyone, and then goes home.
Yep.
And I like to imagine that he just sits in a dark room and just waits for the next game. Like he's just
I agree with you completely. I mean, I've seen so many clips of where he'll go and score 50 points, right? Like that's like a major deal to do that in a professional level in the NBA. And like you said, there's no reaction, just straight face. Like he does this on the daily.
He's the ultimate professional. Like even after winning the finals, getting finals MVP, He goes back to his home country and doesn't celebrate, does not even pick up a basketball, and just chills.
Yeah.
Like, everyone that wins a championship in any sport celebrates like crazy, at least for a week. I mean, he didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had the parades and all kinds of stuff. But yeah, he went straight back home.
Yeah, he's like, nah, I won. I'll win again next year. So I don't know. I don't know, though. Over the NHL, we saw the Vegas Golden Knights win the cup against the Predators, Florida Predators, and Panthers. That's Nashville Predators. You know, I wasn't really watching it that much. The Blues didn't make the playoffs. So it's kind of just sad, right? It's just sad when your home team's not in there. But props to Vegas. Very new franchise. Wins it all. Mm-hmm. And I was down in Vegas recently, and they've got the posters everywhere. They are loving that hockey team. So, you know, I'm happy for them.
I bet that's – yeah, that's probably just the talk of the town, just all these new teams that they're getting to come to Vegas, right?
So, yeah. Yeah, Vegas sports is blowing up. Blowing up. Speaking of Vegas sports, Utah has the Vegas Bowl. Yeah, everyone goes for
it. And it just also helps that they're, all of their sports that are coming there are actually winning.
Minus the Raiders.
Minus
the Raiders. But you know what? You know, props to Vegas. They're really trying to make it a sports town. And they're succeeding in hockey at the very least. But let's jump to golf. Yeah. We're both huge golf guys. Kind of give us a little recap of what happened in golf this year.
Yeah, of course. So straight away, I want to jump into the FedEx Cup. Victor Hovland coming home with the win for the FedEx Cup. I know I like Victor. I think you do too. Correct me if I'm wrong. But
yeah,
he's just
I do like Victor. He's
a fun guy
an,
to watch.
Yeah, he's just like a good guy, right? Like, I've never heard him in any controversy. I've only ever heard like tour pros talk about how much they like to play with Victor and stuff. But what shocks me is that, like, when you think of who's going to win it, you think of Victor in like the top 10, but you never think of him as the number one guy, right? Like, I always think of Scheffler, no longer Rahm.
That's so true.
Yeah. I now hate John Rahm, but so he's never going to win again ever again. But yeah, you get the point. Like, Victor Hovland's not the guy, even though he is that guy, right? Yeah. He's him.
he is a very talented golfer, but like you said, he's not, I don't know how I want to say this, but one of the top names, I guess you would think of just straight away in the league. But he's a great golfer.
Oh, well, yeah, incredible. And you know what? An $18 million check for one tournament's not bad either. That's what I always think of FedEx Cup. I'm like, oh, that money. I got to get better.
That's right.
We got to get better. We got to make some of that money. But let's jump over and we'll finish with some college sports. We've got college football. We'll be quick here. They went back to back. George Bulldogs, wasn't much of a shock there. They crushed TCU. And that's not even a good enough word. It was a thrashing. It was a blowout. It was not fun.
Yeah, I really do think I turned it off at halftime because they were already.
I don't
up
even
like
think 30, I made it to halftime.
30 points. Like, it was, I think they won 50 something to.
I think,
the, maybe
I think it was
one
like 63 to 7 or something like that. 53-63. Just, you know, Georgia. Okay. Luckily, they're not in it. Lost to Alabama. They're not in the Final Four. Yep. So we'll see a new winner this year. Moving over to some men's basketball, we saw a lot of Cinderella runs. I know you crushed your bracket. You had Miami going really far. I think, did you have them winning it all?
I had them winning it all. So thankfully they made it to the Final Four, which is good.
Yeah, but we saw San Diego State went all the way to the championship and lost to UConn, who just dominated everyone the whole time. So wasn't much of a surprise in the end.
Yeah. Like you said, UConn, every game they played was not very close. They won by over 10 points. But like you said, there was a lot of Cinderella stories, right? FAU, Florida Atlantic.
Oh, that's right.
San Diego State. Like, all of these teams that made a run in last year's March Madness, they're now like top 25 ranked teams.
Oh, yeah.
Which is cool to see.
Yeah, it's I like that college basketball is kind of in like I don't know, like I maybe a transitional phase when it comes to the dominant teams, right? It used to be Duke, North Carolina,
Yeah.
Kansas every year. And don't get me wrong, those teams are still very good, but they're not the clear 1-2-3
Yeah.
anymore. Like, I love the variety. I love it.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. And then over on the women's side, we have LSU bringing home the national
Yeah,
championship.
they were just a dominant team the whole time. I did think Iowa was going to beat them. Both teams played incredible, but LSU is just, they're your flashy, we're going to put it all out on the court and rub it in your face team, right? That was a fun tournament. And, Utah
Yeah.
Utes making the Final Four. Hey, this year they're going to win it all. So,
I really hope they do. I would love to see somebody besides like an LSU or a South Carolina maybe
yeah,
take
South
home the national
Carolina's,
title. Yeah,
they're covered. But I think that kind of does it for the sports. Let's jump over and look at some music real quick. All these numbers that we have are from Spotify, just so you guys know. And as we talked about before, the number one artist, guys, if you could guess it, it was Taylor Swift, most streamed artist on Spotify. Not much of a surprise there, and not much to say there.
no.
We've kind of said it all about her. So some other names that I noticed on there was like Bad Bunny was number two. I love Bad Bunny. I was just listening to him right before we started recording. The Weeknd, we talked about him the other week being really high up there. And the one that I don't know if surprise is the right word, because I'm not surprised to see his name, but I'm surprised to see his name. You know what I mean? And this is Drake.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, maybe
Okay. Yep.
I don't, I like Drake, but I like his old music much better. Like, his new music to me is, I don't know, I'm not a big fan of it. There's only a couple songs that I
Yep.
think are pretty good. Like, so that surprises me that he
Yeah,
was
I
up
don't.
there.
Yeah, he's just one of those guys to where he gained so much popularity early on in his music career to where he's just like, how do I want to say this?
He's
He's
like always
just
going to be
solidified a
around.
spot as yeah,
Exactly.
he's always going to have a name.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the top 10 always. But the surprising thing is, Jack, moving to the top 10 songs, right? Not the top 10 artists, but the top 10 songs. Who would you think, which artist would have the number one song? Would
And
you
I
think it would
think,
be a person on the top 10?
oh yeah, and I think 99.9% of people would guess that it would have been Taylor Swift. And I would be among
Yeah,
that group. I thought it was Taylor Swift.
yeah, no, I would be right there with you, but it was actually Miley Cyrus with her song Flowers
See,
that made the number
that
one
is
pop
very
song.
surprising. Like when I
Yes.
saw that, I was like, what even is that song? Like, I think I've heard it a couple times. And then since seeing that list, I realized maybe it's a recent commercial, but have you seen it? I've seen it on like Hulu and stuff. It's some Gucci like perfume commercial with the song and Miley Cyrus in it. It's like some
Oh,
flower scent. I'm like,
yep.
that makes sense because apparently it's a mega popular song. I'm not a big Miley
Yep.
Cyrus fan, so I didn't know. I would have guessed Taylor Swift, but that really was a shock.
Yeah. And I think one more shocking point was on this list is that Taylor Swift only has, well, she has two songs, right, on this top 10 globally, but she came in at number 6 and number 10. Everybody
Yeah.
else was all different artists.
And everyone on it, other than Taylor Swift, let's see, I'm just gonna take a quick peek. I don't think, well, The Weeknd's featured in one of them. And SZA has number two, but other than those three, everyone on the songs list is not on the artist list, which is kind of shocking. And then I guess we'll quickly look at albums. This might have been the number one album last year too. I can't remember. It's Bad Bunny's album. I'm not gonna try and say it. I do not speak fluent Spanish, guys, but
Yep.
it's Bad Bunny's album. I think it was it number one last year? I think it might have been.
If it wasn't this album, but I think it
It was up
was like
there.
it was his. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So this album has been my number one album on Apple Music recap for 2 years in a row. It's a good album. It is a good album. I don't know what he's saying, but he's got great beats, and
Yeah.
I like to jam out, like working out. He's good workout music. And then
No,
you
for sure.
see Taylor Swift up there and The Weeknd, more of the top 10 names on the albums list.
Yeah, and Jack, I'm kind of curious. I just want to know who was your top artist for this past year?
My top artist, I can give you my top five, and you guys can guess what genre of music I predominantly listen to. 1 to 5 was Luke Bryan, Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, Blake Shelton, and Travis Scott. So I got a wild card in there with Travis Scott for my gym music, but yeah, who is yours? I'm interested here. I've got a guess.
You're probably gonna get the guess right, but my number one artist was Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, I would. That's the one I would have guessed. I'd put $1 million on it.
But yeah, I think my top five was Morgan Wallen, Post Malone, Travis Scott, a couple other rappers. But yeah, if it wasn't
a
country
lot
music,
of country and gym
it was
music.
my gym music. Yeah.
What was your number one song played?
The number one song played was a Travis Scott song.
Yeah, so I'm in the same boat. My number one song was a gem song. It was by Gunna. Can't say the name, but you guys are welcome to look it up. It's a great song. It's a great workout song.
Yeah.
And then I think I had Morgan Wallen at number two. But yeah, I always love the recaps, how it gives you your personal one. I think that's just a fantastic thing.
Yeah, that's always fun to see.
But I'd say to end our recap here, let's take a quick look at the movies of 2023. And I know with the writer's strike, not that many movies came out. And that was a whole ordeal in itself, another major event that happened. And the number one movie, I think we all would guess. I never saw it, but I would have guessed this number one. It would be Barbie, right? It made over $1.4 billion globally.
Yep. Yeah, I think we all, like you said, we would have guessed that. But the one I think we didn't see coming was number two, right?
Yeah. So, and coming to put it this way, only two movies made over $1 billion globally. So Barbie and then tell us this movie, Nick. Let's see if anyone can guess it.
Yeah, so number two behind Barbie, just by a little bit, was the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Yeah, I haven't even seen it. I would not have guessed that to be the number two movie. But you know what? I guess it was.
Yeah, I did see it, and I'm not like crazy into Mario or anything. It was good. Do not get me wrong. It was a good movie, but you kind of had to know what was going on, right? You had to know the backstory and everything. But yeah, it was a really good movie. But on this list, Jack, what is your favorite on this top 10 list that we have?
Yeah, my favorite movie ended up being the fifth highest earning movie, and it was Fast X. I didn't even want to see it. My wonderful girlfriend, Alyssa, made me go see it. She saw it like three times and was like, you have to see it. I went, oh my goodness. That movie was awesome. All the Fast and Furious movies are so awesome. I don't know why I ever doubted it, you know?
Yep, for sure.
What was your favorite movie from the year?
So mine came in at number eight, and mine was the Mission Impossible movie. I really liked that movie. That was good.
I did not see that, but you know, Tom Cruise is pretty good.
Yeah, but like you said, I'm right there with you. Fast X would have been very close number two.
Yeah.
Those are just hard to beat.
Yeah, great movies all around. Well, let's say we take a quick break, Nick, and then we'll come back and hit you guys with just a couple predictions for the year to come, 2024. Welcome back, guys. We just had a quick break, and we are so excited to bring you our predictions for the year of 2024. We did this last year, and we did get a couple right. I mean, we predicted Oakland was going to lose the A's, and sure enough, they are losing the A's. That is happening. Yep. I think they have to wait till the end of their stadium deal, but that's a prediction that came true. So we're hoping to get a couple more right this year. We've got one sports, one movie, one music, and one crazy out there prediction. So why don't you start us off with your sports prediction, Nick? What are you thinking for 2024?
Yeah, so in my sports, I'm going to lean towards the NBA side of things. I'm going to say that the Lakers are going to win the NBA championship this year. That's my sports prediction.
Yeah, I think that's really good. And it's worth noting that right now I just checked the score. They're up by like 20 on the Pelicans. And if they win this game, they'll make the championship game of the in-season tournament.
Yep.
So maybe you'll be right already. You know, that's a championship in my book, right?
Yeah.
So this prediction might come true in a couple days.
Exactly. It's like the halfway there championship.
Yeah, exactly. I think if they win it, I think that counts as one prediction already correct. 100% success rate for this year. So I really like that prediction a lot, especially if LeBron can sustain playing 40 minutes a night at the age of 1,000 years old. So
that's right. But Jack, what was your sports prediction?
So my sports predictions for my good old College of Utah, we're moving to the Big 12, and I think that we're going to win the Big 12 in our first year, and that we're also going to crush BYU by 30, 50, 100 million
just
points.
A large amount.
We're going to destroy them. It's in Rice-Eccles Stadium up in Salt Lake. They've got no shot. We're going to destroy them. Let's go Utah. That's my prediction.
I'd say that's a very solid prediction, right? Because Utah has won their conference the last couple of years, right?
Yeah. Every year that Cam Rising has started at quarterback, he's won the conference. Obviously did not play this year as a medical red shirt, and we did not win the conference. So
oh.
I don't know. We made a bowl game, but we didn't win the conference. So next year we're coming for it, especially with Texas and Oklahoma gone. We're going to be the best team in the Big 12. I mean, there's a couple in the Big 12, but I mean, Texas, Oklahoma are your big ones. I mean, yeah. Oklahoma State was just in the Big 12 championship, and I don't think they're better than Utah.
No, nope, I don't think so either.
When yep. Utah has a quarterback.
Yeah.
I will say that. But let's move over to movies. So there's rumored to be a lot of good movies coming out in 2024, especially now that the strike is officially done. So what do you kind of think will be a really popular movie and one you're looking forward to?
Yeah, so looking over the list earlier, and the one that stood out to me the most was, I don't think it's going to be the top movie on the charts for anything, but I definitely think it'll be like a top three, top five kind of situation. The new Deadpool movie. They just always seem to do good, bring in a large crowd, and
super
they're super,
funny.
Super funny. Yeah, I was gonna say.
Oh yeah. And plus superhero movies make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
if there was a new Avengers movie coming out, that would almost be a lock for
yep.
for number one. So I think that's a really good guess there. I like that one. And then I'm kind of going the same direction guess-wise. I don't necessarily think this will be the highest grossing movie of the year, but I think it'll be in the top 10. And that's going to be Mufasa the Lion King. Now, I'm a huge Lion King fan. And so this is yep. kind of like the prequel of, you know, how Mufasa, because you only see him for a little bit and then he gets, you know, yeah. run over by a bunch of animals. So rip Mufasa, but I am so excited for it. I love Lion King. Comes out July 5th.
Yeah, no, I like how, just like what the Hunger Games just did, right? They're starting to make these movies that are like before the first movie that ever came out, right? It's like
yeah.
way back, and yeah, I like how they do that.
Let's jump over to music. I've got someone who I think is going to be the most streamed artist. I'm going to try, and it's not going to be Taylor Swift level, right? I don't think anyone will be. But, you know, Taylor Swift had a huge tour and then was the number one most listened to. So I think that's exactly what's going to happen with Luke Combs. He's got a big 25-stop stadium tour, U.S. only. And I think that's going to just, you know, he's super popular already. I think he's going to push him over the edge, and he's going to be the most streamed artist on Spotify.
Yep. No, I think that's a great prediction. And me and Jack, we've been lucky enough to see a concert, right? Which was
I've seen two now. I've seen him twice. Incredible.
Incredible. Totally recommend it. But yeah, now that he's doing these, like you said, these stadium tours, I think that's only going to like help
yeah.
his project.
Well, and like people go crazy for Luke Combs. Like one of the stadiums he's going to is the football stadium here, the University of Utah's football stadium. And already all the country radio stations are giving away tickets, talking about it, counting it down. It's not for like 7 or 8 months. So I think it's going to be huge.
That's good. Yeah. And I'm kind of right there with you with my prediction, staying on the countryside. I said that country music is going to make a rise to the most listened genre. So currently that genre at the number one spot is pop.
Yeah.
For this year. But
it's time to dethrone pop music.
Yep, that's right. Somebody else is on the throne. It's country music.
Yeah. Everyone listening, go stream country music 24/7 for the next year, and we will make it. Country music number one.
Tell Alexa,
even if it's on silent.
In the background. Yeah.
Play it on silent. Just 24/7. We'll get there. We can do it.
But, Jack, I'm interested in this. I want to hear your crazy prediction.
My crazy prediction. So this is one that we've talked about before. It's a very new trend, but a lot of companies are picking up on it. My prediction is that flip phones will be the most popular phone to buy in 2024. Ooh. Google just made a flip phone. Samsung's already had a couple of flip phones. Apple is in the works with one. but there's no release date for it, so that might not come out in 2024, but I think it'll come out in the next 3 years.
Yeah.
So that's my crazy out there prediction. Flip phones are back, and I'm an advocate. I love mine. It's incredible. Best phone I've ever had.
No, I think that's a bold prediction, but I think that's a solid one, right? Like, and it, like what goes around comes around. Everything comes back
Exactly.
as a trend, right?
Yeah, the
Flip
flip phones are
phones may
back.
not have been a trend per se, like back whenever they were just made, but everything comes back, right? So I would love to get my hands. I haven't tried one of those out yet. Flip, like the new flip phones. I need to try it.
Yeah, it's awesome. I always find myself like doing things that like with a normal phone you just can't do. Like if you're typing on your computer, like I can angle my phone and it sits up by itself, so I can see if I'm trying to type something or watching a video on the side that you just cannot do with a normal phone. And like I don't know if I can go back. Like if you gave me like just a normal iPhone, I might break it on accident trying to fold this shut. Like
Nice.
so let's hear your crazy prediction. I kind of have an idea what it is. So this one's crazy.
Yep. Nope. This one is crazy. So just like Jack used his school for a sports prediction, my crazy prediction involves my university as well at Nebraska. We are in dire need of a quarterback. Everybody knows this. I think we're going to go out there and recruit a solid quarterback. Not the best, just a solid one. That's all we need, right? And make at least a bowl game next year and, fingers crossed, postseason play.
Yeah, hey, 12-team
That
playoff
is
next year. If,
perfectly for the crazy thing.
Hey, if, I mean, it's really not, with 12 teams, it's really not that out there, even for Nebraska. Think about it. If they can just win the Big Ten, which is tough, right? Especially with the teams coming into the Big Ten. But think about it. Iowa was in the Big Ten championship game, right? It has a lot to do with your schedule. So if Nebraska plays well and finds themselves in the game, they might win it. You win the Big Ten, you're going to be in the playoffs. So I don't think it's impossible. I do think it is still out there, though, that they'll even get a quarterback.
It's still crazy, but
your only hope is Matt Rhule. I mean, it'd be tough if you're like one of those top guys and you've got an offer from like UCLA or Oregon or Oregon State, and then it's like, do I want to go there or go to Nebraska as a quarterback, right? Because Nebraska's really good, like run game, like, you know, on the line. Like, you've guys got some, like, the line's massive, right? Like, those are some corn fed boys.
Yeah.
Like, as a quarterback, do you want to go hand the ball off 100 times? Like, but you never know.
For real.
They're, you know, what goes around comes around, Nick, right? You just said that. Nebraska football could be coming back around, right? They used to be incredible.
At one point in time. They were the powerhouse.
They were
the
Alabama
of football. But
exactly. And maybe they're
it's
on
just
that. I think with Matt Rhule, they
years.
Will be.
It's coming back.
Yeah, I think Matt Rhule's going to.
Oh, yeah. It's a trend.
Bowl game for sure, right? You got to think, if next year's not a bowl game, then something's wrong. I think you'll get it for sure. Maybe not playoffs, so I don't know.
100%. 100%.
All right. Well, that kind of wraps it up for our predictions. So I know it's time for your favorite part of the show. It's becoming my favorite part of the show. But sadly, it's our last one of the year. It's going to be our last quote of the show.
Yep. We're wrapping it up with the quote of the show for the last one of this year, like Jack said. And I think this goes great with the year in review, the year wrap up. And it is by Brad Paisley. So we all know
Brad.
Him.
There we go. Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley. He said, "Tomorrow is the first blank page of a 365-page book. Write a good one."
Ooh, that's good.
Let's,
that's perfect.
Let's write
that is
a good
perfect.
Book for 2024.
Hey, big things to come next year, all right?
That's right.
We're saying it here first, not just for the podcast, but for everyone in the world, okay?
Yeah.
This year,
Ooh,
there was not a lot of the major events were not the most uplifting, not the most happy events in the world.
Exactly.
But next year is going to be different. We're going to follow Brad Paisley's advice.
Yep. Just listen to Brad Paisley. He'll always good advice.
That's right. Listen to Brad Paisley and get country music to number one. Yeah. It's going to be a great year.
Yep. And get the play-by-play podcast. Move that on up the charts.
Yeah. We did find the Spotify's list of podcasts, and we were not on there yet. So maybe next year will be probably number one, if I had to guess, right? Wouldn't you say so?
Oh,
number
yeah.
one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a great audience. I think
We
they
have
can
the
do
best audience, that's for sure.
it. But with us saying that you guys are the best, we truly mean that. Thank you for tuning in. 19 episodes down, continued support on everyone. I appreciate it. I know Jack does.
Oh yeah, it is an absolute blast making these for you guys. We have so much fun. It's sad we're not going to talk to y'all till next year. Crazy to think that.
Yep.
But you know what? It's been a great year. Here's to the next one. Thank you guys for listening.
And bye for now.